Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Howdy, Stars fans. Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Stars, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. And today we have a special collaboration for you with Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. And yes, more importantly, Spits and Suds. Gavin Spittle, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so happy that you decided to button up for us here this afternoon. You dressed up. You look fantastic, good sir. How are you?
Man, I'll tell you what an off season. This is so much fun.
Yes.
Like, you know, you think to yourself, like, all right, season's over, take a little break. No, like, it's just getting started with everything going on. And it's amazing because at this time, Joey, we'd usually be talking about free agency, but that's kind of on the back burner right now. I mean, you know, it's amazing to think that it's just a few short weeks away and Stars have some business to take care of prior to that.
Well, the Stars are thinking about us lonely podcasters.
Yes.
Out there, Gavin. They want to give us content, so we're gonna dive into all of it. Of course, the coaching search that is still underway. I want to hear your thoughts on that. We'll talk about the Jason Robertson saga a bit, about him potentially being moved. Now they're starting to cool down. I would just want to hear some of your thoughts on free agency. Is there anybody out there that you would like the Stars to go get after? And then we'll kind of end with some overall talk on the NHL as well. On the IHF, by the way, they announced some of their team names, and the Stars, of course, have plenty of representation on Team Finland. So I wanted to get to that as well. And I'll probably post this in a couple of parts, but for those of you listening on Spits and Suds, we'll post this as one whole thing. So congratulations to the Spits and Suds listeners. I like to keep our listeners teased a bit here on Locked On Stars. But anyways, the big news, right? I guess kind of the bombshell with head coach Pete DeBoer being let go a few weeks ago. What was your overall reaction to it? Were you surprised that it happened?
Joey, I was more surprised at the events that led up to it. Like, I said on Spits and Suds, like, I thought Pete DeBoer, and I still maintain that Pete DeBoer did a great job throughout the season as far as lifting up his players and making all the right moves. And I remember countless times talking on podcasts that even if I disagree with Pete DeBoer, the moves he's making seem to be working. And then all of a sudden, we get to the Western Conference Finals. And we have the Ropeihin situation. And to say during a game that's reported on ESPN, the quote, I'm paraphrasing here, that's just not in our makeup as far as when Evan Bouchard goes by and basically stick taps the same area that Ropeihin missed a game from, and we found out it ended up being a broken foot. To say that, I don't think was a good message. And then on top of that, if he had just pulled Jake Oettinger and said, we had to change the energy, I think people may have disagreed and said, hey, put Jake back in the second period. But the way it was done, for Jake Oettinger to skate to the bench and then skate back and then get pulled, that doesn't make sense to me. Then to go into detail that Jake Oettinger is to blame for his recent record against the Oilers, that's tough. Jake Oettinger, for those that don't know, has a lot of leadership in that room. People respect him. So to do that to one of your leaders, that I don't think sat well with the rest of the room. Then we move forward to the exit interviews. Kudos to Robert Tiffin, who said, well, when you and Jake met, and Pete DeBoer somehow brings up, well, we haven't met yet. And I'm watching and I'm like, wait, what? What are you doing? Why are you saying that? Mm-hmm. Or if you're going to say that, say, well, we haven't met, but everyone, please understand, Jake's here today. We're going to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Wanted to let everything cool down. There was just a series of events that I looked at the Stars head coach / former attorney, and I said, I don't understand how someone who was so smart during the regular season as far as his words and when to kind of push the buttons, but when to lay back, has a series of events like this. And for Jim Nill to come out and say, while it didn't have everything to do with it, it played a part.
Yeah.
It's just, it's amazing. And then to have your owner come out and like dismiss completely changing your coach. Like, why would we do that? Come on. He's one of the best coaches in hockey. And then he's fired. So there's so many questions that I don't think we'll have answers for. Like, which player went to Jim Nill and said, we can't do this anymore?
Yeah.
Which player has that power? Does the room have that power after 3 years of not getting to the Stanley Cup?
Mm-hmm.
There are just so many questions. Since Tom Gilardi said that he is one of the best coaches in the league, that signals to me that this was a Jim Nill go to Tom Gilardi, give him the detailed info, and said there's been some developments. Has to. So there's just so many unanswered questions, which I think they probably will remain unanswered. So it's fascinating. And yes, I, like many, were surprised.
You highlighted the fact that he did not talk to Jake Oettinger when he was giving his exit interview. And that was where I thought just a complete lack of judgment there. That was a massive, massive mistake. And in game five of that Western Conference final, I thought he lost his composure a bit and maybe made a rash decision. But at the same time, it was a highly tense, emotional situation. He's like trying to save their season. And I can defend any coach for making a decision to pull your goaltender. The team came out completely flat and they needed to change the momentum. But it was, of course, the way you described it, he went in and kind of ran over Jake and then continued to back and forth over him a bit. And it just seemed like there was no need for that at all. But that was where I thought it was just a massive mistake. How do you not talk to your franchise goaltender after something like that? And I know Jim Nill mentioned it was maybe a bit unfair to criticize him for not talking to Otter yet just because they're processing the loss. But I'm sorry, there has to be a conversation there. And yes, as you pointed out perfectly, he is loved within that locker room. And if you want to make sure you have a job for next season, you probably want to be in good graces with Jake. And also, I pointed out a few times, this isn't Jake Ottinger that's fighting for the number one spot, or Jake Ottinger that's a young goaltender, he's up and coming. Like, he's the number one goaltender next season. Right. Like, he's your guy for the next 8 years. So it's like you have to come back to work with him.
Yeah, and let's stay there for a second, because I think some people will automatically blame Jake Ottinger. Whereas on that exit interview process, I thought Jake Ottinger brilliantly controlled the room. He had that room laughing. He did not throw Pete DeBoer under the bus. He, in fact, took more blame for the loss and put it all on his shoulders, which a true leader did. So, yeah, baffling, because, and I just don't want people, it's tough enough being Jake Ottinger where he is the center of attention no matter what. Could Jake Ottinger have played better against Edmonton? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Jake Ottinger's not why they lost. I mean, like, you look at the goals, and like, for instance, to say that about Jake Ottinger, when two straight games, Corey Perry, twice in one game is on your doorstep, untouched, and then the following game is once again there, that's a coaching adjustment that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, because he's been there for Florida, too. So maybe it's just Corey Perry being Corey Perry, but like, there were just so many things that were just frustrating. And how do you, for the second straight year now, watch Florida do what they're doing to Edmonton? Series not over yet, but clearly there's a game plan that Florida has with Edmonton. And how do you not follow that playbook where you're allowing McDavid, Draisaitl to go on free skates, basically untouched?
And I was expecting DeBoer to have some remorse, or maybe express some of that in his exit interview.
Yeah.
Hey, I may have lost composure. It wasn't my finest moment. And I pulled Ottinger, and I do regret that a bit. But Jim Nill sort of stated in his press conference that he has a little bit of remorse for that. But we didn't get to hear that from DeBoer. I mean, especially after game five, the way they went out, the first 8 minutes of that game, I'm sorry, it's a direct correlation on your head coach in a lot of ways. Whether that's fair or not, it comes back to you on how the Dallas Stars came out in a must-win situation in the first 8 minutes, and they lost the game in the first 8 minutes. And I know they made it interesting, of course, but the game was lost in the first 8 minutes because the team was not prepared. They were obviously not prepared to play that game. And you would think maybe you get an Edmonton team that is a bit more relaxed and you get one or two goals on them, you almost put it out of reach at that point. Edmonton's like, okay, we're going back home. We'll figure it out. But to have Edmonton come in your building and just really run you out of the building in the first 8 minutes. And yes, it was a great effort. Like, we're all here for moral victories at this time of year, but that's a direct correlation on yourself as a head coach. And to not really, especially in the post-game press conference, be like, that is my fault. I let down the guys tonight. And yeah, you could even mention Ottinger. Hey, he's lost, you know, seven or whatever games. But to not just kind of put your hand up a bit and take some accountability for what happened, I'm sure rubbed the room the wrong way. And I think it's pretty clear that the dressing room pretty much was the end of Pete DeBoer's time here in Dallas. And as you mentioned, it would be curious to hear what guys were mentioning that. Like who was the leadership group? Maybe it's Sagan in there. Maybe it's even Duchesne a little bit. And I know he's praised Pete DeBoer, but I wonder who's in that room that had to kind of step up, have the cojones and be like, hey, like Jim, like I just don't think this is working. And two, I thought it was a right decision after it was made, because I didn't think DeBoer should have been fired right after the year. But as we started getting more rumblings and rumors about what was taking place, it was like, okay, like just felt like at that point, Jim really didn't have a lot of cards to play at that point. And this just felt like the right decision, because maybe there was some trust issues or relationships that were a bit frayed.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating, too, when you look at Pete DeBoer and his last stop in Vegas, what he did with Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yeah.
And Marc-Andre Fleury was such a popular figure in that Vegas room. To replicate it with Jake Ottinger, it was just confusing. That said, I feel as though Pete DeBoer, it was late in the game, will be a coaching candidate that's looked at as far as a midseason replacement or a replacement next year. Because from an ownership standpoint, That's extra money in your pockets because you're getting that playoff gate, and every team he takes over goes far. Doesn't get necessarily over the top, but like, we criticize Pete DeBoer for not getting over the top. Couldn't we say that about Paul Maurice prior to last year?
Exactly. Yeah. I think you say that a lot of, about a lot of guys, right? I feel there's a lot of candidates out there that just, it's hard to win. It really is. And I think why Jim Neal also made the move, and maybe this is some of the other factors that led to the decision, was like, I've put a pretty good team in front of you, Pete, and maybe he feels like they have underachieved for the rosters they've had. Although I think we can poke a lot of holes in the roster, but you can do that with a lot of different teams. I'll put out a prediction. I bet Pete has a job by Thanksgiving of next season.
Could, yeah, definitely. I think
he'll be the first call. I think there's some teams that maybe even hired coaches are maybe just looking for an easy way out of the first 12 games. They get off to a tough start, and Pete will be called. Okay, now we'll switch over to the other side of this dilemma. Now it's the coaching search. This is a little more exciting, I guess, in a lot of ways. The more I look at it, for whatever reason, I feel like it's going to be an internal hire, whether that's going to be Neil Graham in the AHL. I think Alain Nazardine's probably a pretty hot candidate as well. Feels like kind of a Bones move from a few years ago when Rick Bonus took over. But that's sort of my feeling on where the stars are going to go, just because if you get rid of DeBoer, as we stated, like, he wins a lot. If you're going to let go of him, I feel like you're going to go kind of the opposite direction in some ways. And that's why I think maybe even a young guy like Neil Graham could be the choice. But I'm curious, maybe from what you hear from some others that you talk with, or just your personal opinion about where you think the stars should be looking and some names out there that you're intrigued by.
Well, I mean, every NHL team seems like they've talked to David Carl at one point, University of Denver, national champion, 35 years old. Did some research, and the reality is that University of Denver did him right a long time ago when he lost his scholarship, and they kept him on scholarship, and basically he took on like an advisory player role, and he's never forgotten that. Longtime assistant coach, left once for juniors and then came back, took over for Jim Montgomery. To me, he's got two young kids. If for some reason, and I don't foresee this happening, if Colorado were to make a move in the future, I think that makes sense because of his love for Denver. Makes sense for the University of Denver fan base. It's a win-win. Money talks. Maybe they could pull him just like they pulled Jim Montgomery, but I think that's a long shot. I think Sean Shapiro brought something up on Spits and Suds that's really important to remember. Regardless of what happens, Neil Graham somehow needs to be behind the Stars bench next year. And if he's Sean told me today, he's starting to get looks from other franchises.
I bet. Yeah.
As far as getting a promotion to be an assistant coach in the NHL. So I think it's time. 5.5 years as the Texas Stars head coach, lots of success. You look at the players that have been developed under Neil Graham that are now with the Stars. You look at Robertson, you look at Bork, you look at a Stankoven who's no longer with us, but still, Bischel is another one. Petrovic's played for him for a number of years. So basically you have almost 30 to 35% of your team has played for Neil Graham already. So that's advantage if they wanted to go assistant coach direction and they wanted to go outside the organization, because Graham would be a terrific mouthpiece because of the familiarity. So that's one angle. Nazardine certainly is going to get a lot of looks. I guess my question is the following. Is that a change enough for the eye test for Stars fans?
Yeah.
And can Nazardine change the culture enough as far as putting them over the hump? It's a fascinating question, and it has nothing to do with Nazardine himself, because that penalty kill has been terrific. And the reason I say that is because you're in one system, and then you're bringing the assistant and raising him up to head coach. He really does need to change a lot to get them over the hump. as far as the mentality and everything like that. Maybe he can do it. So I don't want to judge Nazardine based on Pete DeBoer. However, that's going to happen naturally.
Yeah, it's the same regime, right? And can he bring enough changes to the table? I think there's a lot of interesting outside hires. Of course, there are the so-called retreads out there. I know Peter Laviolette is a guy that has had success in a lot of different places he has gone. I'm intrigued about Jay Woodcroft as well. I know he got the can just because they got off to that horrific start a few years ago in Edmonton, and then now Knobloch has taken over. But I think he would be an interesting candidate. It's a bit on the younger side too, and could probably step in and probably bring enough change culturally. And he's had some experience with some phenomenal players as well. And I think that would gain a lot of respect within the locker room, knowing, you know, he's coached the McDavids of the world a bit, and maybe an easy transition for some of the older guys. I think also, like, it's an older team, Dallas is, like, and I thought Neil made some interesting points during the press conference that, you know, they want to see their coach, like, nowhere to go in the away building too. Like players are watching that, and they need to know that, like, he's been there a time or two as well. But is Woodcroft somebody you're interested in, or any other outside hire? Maybe I haven't you'd be intrigued by.
Yeah. I definitely would be interested in Woodcroft. We look at the Milwaukee Admirals, and the coach of the Milwaukee Admirals used to be in the Texas Stars system, plays a hard style. Really gets a lot out of his players. They play a physical game. They've been in some battles with the Texas Stars, so that might be an angle they go. Woodcroft is interesting because you're right. Feels as though he kind of got a bad deal in Edmonton, but, you know, Knobloch has proven that he was the right hire. A couple other names: Manny Malhotra, currently coaching Abbotsford in the Calder Cup Championship, the minor league affiliate for Vancouver. Interesting, was a hard-nosed forward, played for the Stars for a couple of years. Doing my deep dive on Malhotra, the only thing I'll say is the following. Steven Meserve, 100 Degree Hockey, deserves a lot of credit on this. When you look at the experience of Abbotsford, there are a lot of former NHL players or players with game experience that have played in the NHL. That wasn't necessarily the case for the Texas Stars. They have Curtis McKenzie, but that's most of your NHL experience. So between Petrovic and McKenzie, that's your NHL experience. Other than that, he's playing with a lot of young people, and you look at the young people he's developed, where Malhotra had kind of a veteran AHL team. So that said, the advantage Malhotra has is he has been behind an NHL bench before. So that's advantage to Malhotra. I also like, you know, you can't take the style out of the player. And I like the hard nose edge that Malhotra used to play with and how he coaches. So I like that as well. I got to be honest, like, there were people that, like, hey, you should have done it right after the season because now there aren't many available coaches.
Yeah.
Maybe Marco Sturm that went to the Boston Bruins, but of the other candidates, not one really blew me away as far as, like, oh, I wish he went to the Dallas Stars. Maybe Tocchet, but that happened so early. You know, the Stars are already, you know, the Stars are, you can't move on from Pete DeBoer during the middle of a playoff series. That just makes no sense. So I think, you know, that opinion needs to settle down a little bit. And I kind of am intrigued by a lot of these candidates. I like how Jim Nill said, hey, we're going to think outside the box. I'm hoping that, you know, he does what he said, and there's no reason to think that he wouldn't, and interview some of these new guys, because I think a new system has to come in. I think it needs to be more of an aggressive system. And the question becomes is, let's say the new coach comes in and wants to play in more of a physical style. How much of the team do you necessarily need to change to adopt that style? Like, we all look at Florida and say, wow, you know, if the Stars need to be that.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you, but there are only so many players. Kachuk brothers out there, you know?
There's only silly Sam Bennett's and Brad Marchand's
out there.
that you can afford, number one.
And that, I don't want to jump ahead, but to me, that's why tough decisions need to be made on the player front, because I need every dollar of the cap. And the way that Jim Neal thinks and Gavin Spittle thinks and Joey Erickson, I mean, we love playing armchair GM. Yeah. This is the year right now.
Yes. Well, I think it goes back to the phrase you brought up earlier about DeBoer during the interview, that he said, we're not built like that.
Yeah.
Well, you need to be built like that.
Yes.
Because that's how you're going to win. That's how you're going to win this time of year. Because the deeper you get into the postseason, it just gets harder because you get more tired. And I saw this video, I think, on Twitter the other day, and it was of Paul Maurice. I don't know if you saw it, but I think it was last year during the postseason. And Maurice, I think, called a timeout, or maybe it was during one of the TV timeouts, is just barking at his bench, saying, you need to stop trying to make plays and go out there and hammer people, because it's going to pay dividends later on in the series. And that's the way Florida plays. They're not always concerned about what trying to make the pretty play and stuff. But when you get out to a lead, you can do that a bit too. That's where Stars got caught. They just got trailing so much this postseason. And it's hard to play that physical brand of hockey when you are trailing, just because you're trying to make plays. You're trying to score. You got the puck on your stick, and it can be, but they have to make that more of their style, as you said, because that's how they're going to get over the hump. But yeah, like I said, it's really exciting too, just because knowing that the Stars are going to get a new head coach, you have to be concerned, because I think Jim stated this pretty good too, about how, like, you can take a step back. Like, you can do what Vancouver did last year.
Sure.
Where they took a big step. They went to what? I think they got through that first round against Nashville, and then it all came crashing down this last year. And then now Rick Tocchet's gone and he's with Philadelphia. So yeah, if you bring in a Neil Graham, it's like, well, he's young. He's proven that he can win. Like, they had high praise for him. But at the same time, this is a Stars team that is ready to win. Like,
yes,
they are ready to win right now. It's not like this isn't 2018. I think if it was 2018, Neil Graham would probably slam dunk, probably be announced by now.
Yeah.
If yeah, just because it'd be like, okay, like, this is kind of an up and coming team. I know they had been in Sagan, but they were still retooling a bit through the draft, and they were trying to get back to being these perennial cup contenders, and now they've kind of made themselves that way. So yeah, I just think there's a lot of interesting candidates, and I just have a feeling it's going to be internal for whatever reason. Maybe that's Nazri, maybe it's not. Could be completely wrong. So I'm fascinated to see. But yeah, as you said, like, I'm glad that they're taking their time, and he's like, we're open minded. What I also got from the press conference too is he really misses Jim Montgomery, and
sure.
I do too. I wish Jim was still here. He was going to be a heck of a coach. Unfortunately, the external factors came to play a bit a few years ago. Well, it's a great time to switch over to another hot topic, or at least a topic that was catching a lot of steam. Now it's starting to cool down a bit, with Jason Robertson, of course, and the saga about potentially the Stars are shopping him. And I feel like I've started every segment about this with, well, I don't really understand why they want to get rid of Jason Robertson. And then I go into all the reasons why it would be a good idea, or all the reasons why it makes sense. So that's just the business side of this thing. I think it can have benefits. It could hurt, but where have you kind of landed on this whole Robertson deal, shopping him? Are you intrigued about it? Because I think everybody has a price. I think everybody is in the NHL is movable outside of a few mm-hmm. guys. So
yeah.
I could see why they want to make the move, but man, it'd be nice to have a guy that's floor is like 80 points a year with you going into a new season with a new head coach as well. But
yeah,
you have to worry about trying to re-sign him. So there's a lot of different factors.
I think that's the biggest thing is you can only sign so many guys over 8 million.
Yes.
And you know, you need cap flexibility right now. And that Mikko Rantanen makes you need cap flexibility more than ever. And the reality is Mikko Rantanen's elite. Jason Robertson's a really, really good player, but I think there were some questions of, can he take his game to the next level? I don't think it's a knock on Jason Robertson. I think he's a great piece, but if Jason Robertson wants 9.5, let's just say, I mean, the qualifying offer alone on Jason Robertson's 9.3 million. Mm-hmm. So after this upcoming season, basically the Dallas Stars have to agree to pay Jason Robertson at least a year of $9.3 million, and Thomas Harley's up. And Thomas Harley's going to get 9.5 to probably 10 million. So at what point are you going to be so cap strapped that, you know, you're going to have to lose some people or lose depth? Because we look at the Stanley Cup right now, and what's winning games? The third and fourth line a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And maybe they can come up from Texas, and those are the cheap salaries. Oscar Beck's a perfect example. That's a cheaper Attic Foxa, so to speak. Nothing against Beck and nothing against Foxa, but that was a salary cap move. I think other people have to realize is that when people say keep Robertson and dump Labushkin, Marchment, and Dumba.
It's just very hard.
I mean, it takes two to tango, and we have to realize that. So if you're, I don't know, let's say Carolina, for instance, report was that maybe they're interested in Mason Marchment. Carolina knows that Dallas is on the hook as far as salary cap constraints. They're not going to give you a lot. And do they really want to pick up that $4.5 million salary?
Correct.
So for Stars fans to think you're going to get a lot back for Mason Marchment, that would be the one player you're going to get something back. For Dumba and Labushkin, you are most likely going to have to add to that deal to dump those salaries. Because once again, what NHL team is going to say, absolutely, I would love a player that was scratched. I mean, you took a minor leaguer in Alek Petrovic over these two players. And you're telling me that you want value back from defensemen that were scratched? And you look at Dumba, how he played last year. And I like Matt Dumba. Doing some research, Matt Dumba in the community, awesome. Mm-hmm. But the reality was, is Arizona, we saw a regression. Then he moved to Tampa, and that didn't work out. Now he's with Dallas for 2 years, and that hasn't worked out. There's a pattern here. Labushkin started off strong, but then, you know, toward the end of the season, maybe looked a little worn down. So you get to a point where it's like, so a team is supposed to take on two more years of Ilya Labushkin? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
so,
their best years are behind him.
Yeah, exactly. So then we go to, okay, who else? Do you want to trade Liam Bischel? No, no one wants to trade Liam Bischel. What about Thomas Harley? No. Wyatt Johnston? No, we just signed Wyatt Johnston. And then you look at the no trades, no movement clauses, and that's where Jason Robertson's name becomes, because he's one of the few players with value that you can actually trade, unless you want to get rid of Wyatt Johnston or Liam Bischel. I think teams would be interested in them.
And you bring up Mikko, and that's where I've started to have this conversation. I brought up maybe Nil decided when he went out and got Mikko that, well, this is going to be kind of the guy we build around. This is going to be kind of the guy that's going to be our superstar, so to speak. And we're going to have to maybe cut ties with a Jason Robertson. He wants to keep Robertson. Everybody does. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to numbers. And I think if you're Neil, a lot of other GMs would do this as well. I know we love Robertson here in DFW. He's a homegrown kid. Yep. He is a fan favorite in a lot of ways. But Mikko Rantanen, playoff performer, and Jason Robertson, like, they are in a league of their own a bit. Like, it's a massive step up what Rantanen has done in his postseason performances. Like, he's well over a point per game, and doesn't mean Robertson's been bad. I mean, he's coming off where he scored four goals in the Western Conference final. Like, that was great. But it is a different level. And I think if you're Dallas, and this, I guess it kind of comes down to the same conversation with Rantanen for Colorado. Well, if you're not going to be able to re-sign him, then you might as well get something for him. I know that was a completely different situation. Yeah. Maybe Colorado misread that and everything. But for Dallas, if they're not liking what they're hearing number-wise from the agent and whatnot, if you're Jim, you're like, well, we got to see what we can get back for him. So is there a player out there? Like, is there a specific type of player if you're Dallas that you want to get? Because if I'm Dallas, if I'm getting rid of Robertson, I either want a sort of young replacement for him, possibly. It would be nice to get some draft capital too, because I could use some of that here in the next few years. But what I'm really intrigued about, can you get maybe a top four defenseman in here on the right side that can fill in?
That's my number one. Where I wouldn't get back as much. I mean, Stars fans have to understand, while they wouldn't get back what they're giving, they are actually also alleviating themselves of a big salary and a future even bigger salary. So that would be a win. But yes, top four defensemen, preferably right shot, but you know, someone that can nail down that top four, and that pushes everyone back. You know, Bischel's fascinating because could he?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Make the move to a top four defenseman. I mean, or at least is he going to get more minutes? You know, I
think he's going to be so good. I really do.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's going to be next year, right? Like, can he make that jump next season? But gosh, he's his foundation, man. It gets you really excited.
Yeah. So if for some reason you can alleviate yourself from Dumba Labushkin, and then you make a trade for Robertson and you get a top four D man. And then I've always been in favor of splitting Harley and Haskinen. I just think I want puck moving guys. So if I threw this out at you and it was, let's say, Haskinen, Lindell, Harley, guy you got in a trade, and then Bischel and Nils Lundqvist, Petrovic is your number seven, I think you're more solid than you have been.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would be intrigued by that. And if you're able to possibly, you know, dump the Dumba contract, like that would be nice too, or Labushkin, right? Like, if they're able to do that. So yeah, that would be, I think that would almost be perfect. But when you're dealing with teams, you kind of mentioned this, like they kind of know that, right? Like they know that the stars are they're maybe trying, and you're not going to get what maybe you deserve, or necessarily maybe get like what you had to give up for Rantanen, because well, the Stars know, our teams, other teams know, like, yeah, well, you're kind of up against it. So
yeah,
you're kind of having to make this move for future years. So, like I said, like, I would love Robertson to be here next year. I really would. I'm not advocating for him to go, but that's just the business side of things that the Stars have to break down.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to have to go into the season this year like I did last year, where it's like, I think this is a really good regular season, but I have some questions about the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I want them to change the makeup of this team. I'll even go on record and say, if they take a step back, I'm okay with it, because at least they went for it.
Yeah.
That's what I love about the Mikko Rantanen trade. You acquired an elite player. Whether he works out or not, we'll see. But he has all the makings of a top star in the NHL, and he proved it at times in the playoffs. You know, I mean, we talk about him going away in the Edmonton series, but I think everyone kind of went away. So I don't know if that's necessarily just a Mikko Rantanen thing. So I think as far as, you know, the makeup of this team, and it's a simple thing to say, but I need more grit. I need someone in the room that's screaming. Maybe the loss of Joe Pavelski hurt in that aspect. I just need change. And some people will think like, well, we're going to run it back and then you're going to look great in the regular season. But when the rink shrinks, you know, these things happen. Yeah. For the last 2 years, the Stars defense, unfortunately, has done pretty well in the first couple of rounds. But what happened again this year? We talk about a wear down factor. Whether or not it happened or not, it appears as though it did. And I think that's something where you have to then look like, okay, our makeup, how can we wear other teams down? And that's kind of the shame of the whole Pete DeBoer aspect and everything. I mean, the last 2 years, you beat, let's go back a year, and you beat two Stanley Cup champions in a row.
Yeah.
And
then
this year, you took down Colorado, who was favored against you. Oh, by the way, missing Haskinen. And you took down the President's Trophy Club, you know, winner in Winnipeg. That's a massive success, but we're looking at this as Stanley Cup champion or bust. That's the level that's been set for this team.
Well, and it's frustrating too. The Vegas series from a few years ago, that was like hard and physical, and it like Dallas was in it, right? Yeah. Like they kind of matched that. And just this past season, like the way they played Colorado, like I remember we did a podcast in the middle of that series, and I talked about like I was so proud with Al, so proud of my boys. I was so proud the way they were going after McKinnon, like they were going after him. And I know like some of that was some cheap shots. I get it, but like, and I'm not advocating for guys to hurt one another, but like you have to get in their face. Yeah. And there's just like there's none of that against McDavid at all. And McDavid is a little bit of another step. I get that, but. And you just watch the way Florida goes after him and the way Florida goes about it. You feel like it's in there, and for whatever reason, the Western Conference final, it kind of evaporates. And maybe that is really, it's just the mentality. And maybe it's, you know, Stars are a bit older, and they get tired, like they get worn down. And that's where, speaking of change, like, that's why I have such a hard time with the Jamie Benns and the Matt Duchesnes of the world. This kind of leads us to our next conversation with the UFAs. The Stars have to try to re-sign. I'm so okay with letting them walk and finding other guys, finding younger guys you can bring in that are maybe a bit cheaper and can give you just some of that aggressive physicality. But I also understand like you have to win regular season games too. It's just hard to marry the two. But we've done the, okay, we're awesome in the regular season.
Yep.
And then Duchesne, just nothing again. He's a great deal. Like he's the best probably bargain in the NHL the past couple seasons with the points. But just I can't look away from the postseason performances. So where do you land on some of these UFAs for Dallas? Me too. I would love to sign Mikael Granlund if possible over both of those guys I just mentioned. but his price is probably going to be too high for
that's
you.
What,
but
I'll
let you kind of go. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what rumblings are. If you can get Granlund, that's my top choice. But at the same time, when Matt Duchene said in his exit interview, you know, he needs to think about his family, rightfully so. And, you know, he wants more stability. That, to me, signaled a multi-year contract. Mm-hmm. I don't think Dallas is in a position to do that. I think you need to take chances and let people go. I'm a massive Matt Duchene fan. I think he's been awesome for this organization, both on and off the ice. But I think at this point, if someone's going to offer him a 2 or 3 year deal, you let him go. Jamie Benn, it's tough to say who doesn't love the captain. I would move on. I really would. And that's just not anything against Jamie. I just think that at some point you need to make change and I need every dollar amount. So me personally, Duchene, Ben, Dadonov, I think I would say if you guys can get a better deal elsewhere, you guys get a better deal. If Granlund goes out and gets a better deal, that's fine. And then I would use that money to fill holes. And I'm not necessarily going to spend a ton of money, but if I really want to go out there, how much is Marchand? I'm at least making a call.
Yeah.
Brad Marchand is the kind of guy you need on your club, both in the room and on the ice. And amazing how he's playing for Florida. But that's like a wish list. Mm-hmm. But we all loved Chris Tanev. I want Brandon Tanev, his brother.
Yeah, I talked about him last week on an episode. I mentioned him. Yeah.
Tough, shot blocker. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mind getting in the middle of things. He's not going to score a lot of goals, so you're going to have to get used to that. But at the same time, him on a line with Steele, okay? Yeah, to the point where I'm okay moving Steele up to the third line. Like, I'm okay with less production as far as goal scoring. I want this team to be playoff ready and like playoff fear. So I want to put a little bit of that toughness in there. Not that the current team, you know, I use that term toughness and like that to me sounds like a personal insult, but I just want more physicality. I really do. Mm-hmm. It's like a Six Flags roller coaster ride. Some days it's there. Other nights it's just, I just feel like they're just skating. And the slow starts need to end.
And yeah.
The question is who's firing up this team to come out in the first period? And I know these things sound simple, but we're just seeing a track record. So to me, that's why I want to see kind of the roster turnover. And if that means this Dallas Stars team is different and might take a small step back, at least they went for it. That's what I'm hoping. I want the Stars to be a tough team to play. And I think at times they are. I think at times they come four lines, but you have to allow Maverick Bork to flourish now, or you just move on from him.
Yeah, you're going to need some. I think you're going to need some cheap help too up front, like guys like Justin Ritzkovian. They may have an expanded role next season.
Sure,
maybe they're a 12-4. Maybe they're in and out of the lineup, but they may need some minutes out of guys like him and some others like Matei Blumel. Can he make the jump up?
Yeah.
Like that would be nice if he can make the jump up and you know, be a serviceable player in the NHL. You mentioned Tanev. I went through a couple of free agents last week and I did a whole segment basically on, you know, grinders, like bottom six guys that are just physical. Trent Frederick is a guy.
Yeah, good one.
I think Edmonton would love to kind of sign back up with him, but he's a guy out there. Tanner Jeannot, maybe a bit heavier of a price than a guy like Tanev, but that's a guy that, you know, it's big. But these guys aren't lining up the stat sheet. But they play that physical brand of hockey that you're looking for. There's a lot of really interesting free agents out there. It's always intriguing to look at some of the older guys too. You know, I know Patrick Kane out there is someone that I think Stars fans would be intrigued about. I know a couple of years ago when his sweepstakes was kind of going on, like the Stars were kind of in that one, but I didn't really ever see the fit. I've had some Stars fans, bring up Jonathan Toews. I think Toews is awesome. Toews is one of my favorite players growing up. Try to model my game after him because he was phenomenal. Like I grew up in some of the hay stages of those Chicago Blackhawks team. Love Toews. I'm not not 37-year-old Taze that hasn't played in a while, but I wish him the best. I really do. There's just looking at, if you go to Puckpedia and you can just kind of scroll down the UFA list, like there's a lot of good players that, like, and it's no disrespect to like Duchesne and others, but I think can give you a better impact or be more influential for the Stars at even a cheaper price tag, or you can, you know, kind of how they went about trying to add a couple of guys to replace Tanev on the defense. But I think they can do that up front. I'm gonna get a couple of guys with the limited cap space they have to make an impact. And you know what also helps, some guys that maybe don't light up the stat sheet, their price tag comes down a bit more, and they can change that culture. And I think that also comes with who the head coach is going to be too. Like what kind of style would they like to play? And you can kind of work, I think that kind of goes hand in hand. So Stars have a lot of interesting decisions to make. All righty. So we went through some of the UFAs, got your opinions on some others. Trying to think where.
Yeah, one name to point out, Joey, is Connor Brown as well, but he's going to be overpriced, so to speak, due to his Stanley Cup playoff performance.
Oh my gosh, he wrecked havoc on the Stars a year ago. I think he got hurt at one point during the Western Conference Final this year, but man, yeah, he wreaked havoc, and he's a fun player to watch. As well. I guess I would love, since you did talk to Steven Bezerve of 100 Drink Hockey, I want to hear maybe some of your thoughts from that, or Steven's thoughts on, because I brought up some young cheap talent from the AHL. Like, are there some guys that maybe he was looking at, like they feel like they can make they can make a jump next season, whether that's Ritkovian, Hiru, some others?
Yeah, you nailed it. The two are Blumel and Ritkovian. Steven feels as though Blumel, and Sean feels this as well, if he's not with the Stars organization, someone will likely give him a chance.
Okay.
The most impressive thing about Matei Blumel is he's improved as far as a two-way player. So that's really good, and credit to Neil Graham for that. So outstanding. Sometimes it takes players a little bit longer to get going. Thus the case with Matei Blumel, but I don't know why you wouldn't necessarily give him a try. I think Oscar Beck was fine this year. And obviously he's on a 2-year deal, so he'll be back. I just think for that size, I would like to see a little bit more out of Oscar Beck, and maybe that'll take time. I just feel as though he's not an overly physical player. Had good moments, but Ritkovian is fascinating to me because undrafted, won everywhere he's gone, very good leader, great personality. You know, just a scrapper, and you got to love those guys. So maybe he starts the year in Texas, but then makes his way up. But I could, you know, clearly see that. Huru would be another guy that Steven, you know, does like. However, you know, not the outstanding, from my perspective, not the outstanding season we were kind of hoping for.
Yeah.
And then next year you do have some more players joining Texas. So we'll see. The jump from juniors to the AHL is always fascinating. It's a totally different game. It's going to be interesting because there are some players that need to develop. If you look at who the Black Ace is, and for those that don't know, the Black Aces are basically the equivalent of a practice squad in the NFL. The ones that are practicing, that's the future. So that's pretty fascinating, and you know, we'll see what happens there. But the guys you mentioned are the guys that are on the radar, specifically Ritkovian and Blumel.
And Blumel is a guy, it just feels like this is his game. Like at some point it should lend itself to some success in the NHL. He plays like he's a skating scoring winger. Like, it feels like that's a guy you can put on a lot of different lines. I think he'd be interesting next to even like a Wyatt Johnston. Kind of like almost like an Evgeny Dodonov type feel, probably not as fast, but just that similar type of game where like he can score, and it'd be nice for him. Like, he got a cup of coffee the last few years. But obviously had a great season, led the Texas Stars in scoring, which is which is great. And yeah, maybe credit to Neil Graham for some of that. And if they can get him to make the jump, that would be nice, just to get some more help up front, because the Stars are going to need it with that $5 million cap space that they have to work with.
But so I do still feel as though Maverick Bourque can be a 20-goal scorer in this league.
Me too. I think my expectations were a bit too high on him. I was like, this guy, he's going to break out. He's going to be a White Johnston. And it's just like, you forget, just because the Stars have had guys pop so quickly over the last recent years. Like, okay, no, it's going to take some time. And I thought he got better every single game this year and in the playoffs. I thought he made a decent impact at times. I know he took that penalty early in game five with this high stick, which stunk, but I feel like the Stars had a disease at that point. Maybe it got given to Maverick Bourque too, but yeah, I think he's going to grow too. And man, if he can make a jump up, elevate his play, Stars should feel pretty good about what they have moving forward. I would love to go around the NHL a bit. I'm going a bit long here today, but I guess any big takeaways from the Stanley Cup final? You watching it very much? Are you glued to it?
Yeah.
I'm just curious, like any big takeaways from that now as recording this? I guess by the time I put this out, it could be over, but the Panthers up 3-2 in that series. It's been an all-timer so far.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. I think you want to take a break as a Stars fan, but then you watch the brand of hockey that's being played and the matchups and the romance as far as a Corey Perry, who has just gone to Stanley Cup after Stanley Cup after Stanley Cup on the same line at times as Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. Like, love that story. I love watching Brad Marchand and what he's been able to do. And by the way, we talked about this on Spits and Suds with Sean today. For anyone that thinks Boston got fleeced, that second rounder is now a first rounder. So Boston is receiving a first round pick and a second round pick. That's a pretty good haul for a guy that was going to be a free agent and you had no guarantee he was coming back.
Oh, yeah.
So what he's been able to do has been amazing. So I love that story. I just love all the theater. That's one game was extremely physical. The other night we saw the physicality basically go away and it was all skill set. At one point we looked at Bobrovsky as one of the worst contracts in NHL history and that's gone away. So I love that. There is just so many storylines that it's one of those things where there's a part of you that was thinking, okay, is this going to be boring? Is this going to be run it back like last year? And it's become appointment setting. And I absolutely love that for the NHL. I love how it's being talked about in different circles. Specifically outside of hockey where people are getting into hockey. So I think the whole noise of it needs to be big markets isn't necessarily coming to fruition this year because I feel as though the NHL is on a roll, and I know we'll get into the Olympics in just a second, but the marketing of the NHL to me just continues to grow and is better and better.
Yeah, and they have to. They have to continue to do that. I think at the Olympics, as you mentioned, it should help with that. Like, it's on a national stage. That is really, really good for the game. The four nations, I mean, that brought a ton of eyes. I mean, just think of the way the league was being talked about, or at least that tournament was being talked about for that few weeks. Like, it got some rivalries into it. It got politics. Like, it brought it all in, and that really helps. That helps grow the game, gets eyeballs. And I think what you said is just perfectly well put. Like, it's been absolute theater so far in the Stanley Cup final. But I did want to touch on this since this news was dropped. Some teams in the Winter Olympics in Italy have dropped their preliminary rosters. I do have a question for Gavin at the end of this. Well, this is no surprise. The Stars have a lot of representation for Team Finland. It was announced Mikko Rantanen, Miro Heiskanen, and Esa Lindell will be a part of Team Finland. It's pronounced the Olympic Six, along with Sebastian Aho and Jussi Saros. I think it's safe to say Roope Hintz will probably be on that roster as well. And who knows, maybe the Stars can squeak a few more on. The question I have, because we got to look at Team USA,
right?
The Tkachuk brothers on that. You got Matthews, Hughes, Eichel, and McAvoy. Well, it just feels like, Gavin, I feel like most teams, or I think during Four Nations, one of the first roster reveals, they had Connor Hellebuyck on there right away.
Yeah.
So it maybe there's some controversy that there wasn't a goaltender on that USA one. So Jake Ottinger must be giving them a run for their money.
It was fascinating. It was fascinating. I mean, maybe Jeremy Swayman too, because he came on late in the year and looked really good. Let me just add that earlier today, I was breaking down the Olympic Six of Latvia. That's how good of a marketing strategy that I'm looking at Germany, Latvia, Italy.
Yeah.
I'm looking at these teams. And just like the Four Nations, the anticipation is growing. I don't know how you leave Connor Hellebuyck off the top six. Say what you want about Connor Hellebuyck.
Yes. Yeah.
He's the Hart Trophy winner.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, come on. What are we doing? He needs to be on there. Whether or not you play him or not, it's just you're naming a player and everyone knows he's going to be on that team. So
yeah,
I was
he's
a little
like the Vezina winner. Like it could have been like, it could have been good. Like, hey, we have the Vezina like heart guy. Like, but the fact that he wasn't on the first six, I thought was a bit intriguing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome. Love USA hockey right now. Just playing at probably an all time great level right now, from juniors all the way up to the World Championships, to the Olympics next year. So super excited. But yes, surprised about that. And I think they're going to roll with Hellebuck, Ottinger, and Swayman. And
yeah,
I don't see any reason. You're going to get games from your backup goalie. And this is going to be a pro Dallas Stars situation because Jake Ottinger wanted to be on that Four Nations roster bad. Jake Ottinger has something to play for next year besides the Stanley Cup. He wants to be the best American goalie. And how do you accomplish that? You have an amazing regular season leading up to the Olympics, and you make that choice very hard for the coach.
Yeah, well, it certainly helped out that he outdueled him. He outdueled Hellebuck in that playoff series. So I'm sure that's a feather in his cap. But you're right. He's got to put together a pretty decent regular season, something to fight for. I think some other guys on the Stars, like Robertson, he was left off the Four Nations roster. I know he was hurt coming in the year, but he got off to that slow start. I think a lot of people had him penciled in to make that roster kind of heading into the year. And then, of course, he got off to a slow start. I'm really curious to see Wyatt Johnston, if he can make it. I know it's tough with Team Canada, but boy, I would love him hanging around Sidney Crosby before he calls it a year. I would love for him to hang around some of those guys in the locker room. Thomas Harley,
Harley will be there.
With his performance, like, you think he probably has a spot, which will be awesome, and it'll be very, very cool. I think, you know, even Leon Bischel, with Switzerland, that could be a possibility. I don't know how deep the back end is for Switzerland. What I think Yossi obviously is a big guy on the blue line. There's some others, but it'd be very, very cool to see these guys in Victory Green get to suit it up with their countries. And yeah, the Olympics is always great. Some of my favorite memories growing up were watching Olympic hockey. You got TJ Oshie and Sochi and all that good stuff. It'll be phenomenal. And I love cheering on for the Stars players too. Like, I got my Swami shirt the other day, Gavin. I got my team. I'm already ready.
Nice.
I'm dialed in. So
and Mikael Granlund will be on that team as well. And running Team Finland will be Yuri Lehtinen. Has he oversees that operation? There are just so many Stars connections into the Olympics. It really shows a lot about the organization when you have that many players that have either played for the Stars or currently with the Stars. So that's really impressive.
Yeah, Yuri Lehtinen, man, what a player he was. He was the reason I wore 26 back in the day, man. My dad said, you're not watching the guys that score all the time. You're not watching Modano. Like, even though Modano would be a good guy to look at too, but he's like, you're watching Yuri Lehtinen. He plays the game the right way.
Yeah. I think the good thing about the Olympics is that we see players that we didn't see in the Four Nations. My silly idea is to expand the Four Nations and maybe do a Team World. Or something like that, where we can combine the rest of the nations, because I want to see Anse Kopitar.
Yeah, and Pasternak,
Dreisaitl. I want to see these players. So, I think that is fascinating. So it's going to be really interesting. Little sidebar, Team Germany. Maybe their backup, depending on the season he has, or maybe in contention, is a player that I'm fascinated by joining the Stars next year. It's a third round selection a couple of years ago, and I am totally going to butcher his name. Arno Tiervinen, I believe. Okay. So I don't have the keyboard in front of me, so I can't do that. but I like to cheat on Spits and Suds and look up the name before. But just came to my mind that that's a goalie that I'm really intrigued of that's joining the Texas Stars next year. So he's been playing at a high level in Germany, very young, but playing well. So you don't hear a lot about him, but it's going to be fascinating the impact he has on the organization.
Well, perfect. Well, it's just another player to keep an eye on. Gives you a reason to watch Team Germany as well, outside of Leon Dreisaitl, of course. Well, All righty, that's gonna wrap up. We went for about an hour. I appreciate Gavin for indulging me today. A little collaboration with Spits and Suds and Locked On Stars. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Gavin. Thank you as always for what you do and the DFW Metroplex. I know we're very grateful for everybody that tunes in each and every day, and there's so many options now. And we appreciate those of you that tune in to Locked On Stars and Spits and Suds. But my man, thank you so much. Your insight is always appreciative. And look forward to catching up later this offseason.
Man, I absolutely love these collabs with you, Joey. Mm-hmm. And kudos and stick tap to you and all of your Locked On Stars fans. I mean, the reality is, just take a quick 10, 15, 20 seconds. A few years ago, we didn't have podcasts. We didn't have writers out there. Now we have so many outlets covering the Dallas Stars. Stars fans have more information than ever before. So Stars fans deserve a stick tap because they're the ones that were calling for it. And when it was created, mm-hmm. they responded. So pretty awesome of all of you Stars fans, whether it's Locked On Stars or Spits and Suds. And I think that's why I love doing these collabs, because I want Joey to succeed. Joey wants Spits and Suds to succeed. We share a lot of information. That's what we're all about, because at the end of the day, Stars fans deserve coverage similar to an Original Six team. And it's happening right now, which is awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm happy if we're able to contribute to that. That's what we do it for. So once again, Stars fans, stick tap to you for listening to today's episode. Me and Gavin are going to hook up, I'm sure, many more times this offseason to discuss all the things that the Stars are going to have to do. It's going to be a fun offseason. They are giving us tons of content to break down. But have a great rest of your day, Stars fans. And yes, we'll see you on our next episodes, whether it's Spits and Suds, Locked On Stars. So long, everybody.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.